also on the minds of New Orleans homeowners what they'll do the next time a hurricane hits. This week, Mayor Ray Nagin unveiled a new hurricane evacuation plan, and it's very high tech. When it's time to go, the city will send text messages to residents on their cell phones, Blackberries, and pagers. For more on how New Orleans plans to evacuate, I spoke with Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Sneed. He's director of the city's Office of Emergency Preparedness.
We've made a determination since Katrina that we will have to evacuate the city totally and completely if we have a Category 3 or a higher hurricane. So we ask all of our citizens to have an evacuation plan, know where they're going, know their routes, and have the materials they need to leave the city when the mayor tells them to do so. Unfortunately, we have a large population, like any large metropolitan city, that some people cannot get out on their own. Therefore, we've developed what we call our city-assisted evacuation plan.
For residents who don't own cars, what provisions have been made for them to get out?
What we do is our regional transit authority buses will pick them up at various locations, bring them to our two processing centers in the city, and from there, state and federal assets will pick them up after we process them, identify them, and then send them to shelters throughout the state or possibly other states should they need to go there.
After Hurricane Katrina, a lot of residents never returned to New Orleans. Do you think that would make it any easier the next time you have to evacuate the city?
Easier because they...
Because there are fewer people in the city now.
Yes, there are fewer people. In some ways, that works to our advantage. In some ways, they do not. Last time for Katrina, the self-evacuation went very well, but many people left their cars here. They carpooled. We think this year the self-evacuation will be just as difficult because nobody's going to leave a vehicle this year. So even though our population is down, we probably will have just as many vehicles on the road needing to get out of here.
During Hurricane Katrina, a lot of residents went to the Superdome. What plans are there, if any, to use the Superdome in an event of a hurricane this season?
There are no plans. There are no plans to use the Superdome at all. The mayor has made a decision, and we will stand fast by that decision. There is no sheltering in the city of New Orleans.
A lot of residents have been concerned about leaving their homes during times of evacuation for fear that looters will come and take things. How are you going to deal with that?
We have in place, working with the state, National Guard. Some approximately 2,000 forces will roll in here prior to our evacuation. They've already liaisoned with our police districts. They know exactly where they're supposed to be working, the areas of responsibility they have, and they will roll in and start patrolling our streets prior to us even leaving. Our police department can't do it alone, and that's why we've worked diligently with state police and National Guard, and they're going to come in to assist us.
You sound very confident about these plans, but right now that's what they are, plans. If a hurricane struck tomorrow, realistically speaking, how well do you think you're going to be able to actually carry out all these plans?
I feel confident we will. I wouldn't be in this position. We are not going to fail. We're going to take care of our citizens. We're going to evacuate the city, and we're going to get them back into the city as quickly as we possibly can.
Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Sneed is director of the New Orleans Office of Emergency Preparedness. Thank you so much.
Thank you.